hope that you are inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, broadcast over KAYT 88.1. We thank you this morning for tuning in and would like you to join us each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. over this same station. Sunday, join us for Sunday school at 10 o'clock a.m. and our Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. On Sunday afternoon, join us at 6:30 p.m. for YPWW and 7:45 for our evening services. We now join our Johnson Temple service already in progress. A selection by the Johnson Temple Youth Choir.
God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name.
I thank you for your manifold blessings. Thank you, Lord, for being in this place for such a time as this. Oh, God, bless me right now. Undergird me with thy power and with thy might. Let your spirit come. Let your anointing come in the name of Jesus. Bless somebody, Lord. Heal somebody's body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That person is wrestling with cancer, Lord. Deliver them, oh, God. the person that's wrestling, Lord, with diabetes, take it away. Heart trouble, Lord, take it away. Frustration, Lord, take it away. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Come on, open your mouth and tell him thank you. Invoke the presence of God in this place. Let the Lord know that you appreciate him. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I know I'm going to make it. You said in your word, Lord, that you would be there for me. Oh, God, that you would never leave me. And I thank you for it. Now, Lord, word my mouth and give me what to say and how to say it. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Give these young people a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have been blessed by their presence. Amen. In this house today. Thank you. Amen. Davina Miller and all of you that was on the program. Amen. Don't forget the youth pageant and to support these young people. Amen. They're excited about what they are doing and they're working hard. Amen. And so in any way that you can help, amen, encourage them, amen, to go on. Praise the Lord. We go to our word. Amen. We don't want to detain you. Amen. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Amen. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. And then 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. And then Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen. Will you stand with me and read those verses? 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. From the word of God. Starting at verse 15, read. And the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth. Behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that is with us are more than they that is with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Turn to near the back of your book, Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Read. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that made of things which do appear. You may be seated, amen, in the house of the Lord. Subject today that's kind of dear to me. Amen. Moving from fear to faith. Moving from fear to faith. Amen. Sometimes when you hear preachers preach and follow them, sometimes they make themselves clear, or we make ourselves clear, because I am a preacher. Amen. And sometimes we don't make ourselves too clear. And one area we may not be too clear on, and that is about fear. Amen. We know, amen, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And we know that we should fear God. All right? That's good. But then we must know that fear also has another meaning. Fear means to be scared. Yeah. Afraid. And it's not just like when we were kids, amen, being afraid of the Booker Man. Amen. There are other things to be afraid of. Amen. Brother Jones told us, amen, on Tuesday night, we ought to be afraid of folks, amen, stealing what belongs to us. Amen. Fear has its rightful place, amen, in our life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fear of losing a wife or a husband. Amen. Then if there is some fear of that, then you need to do something about it. Amen. The fear of driving too fast means that you should slow, Lord help me preach, that you should slow down. Amen. Why? Because you're afraid you might have an accident. So you need to slow down. The fear. Amen. This is Black History Month. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a fear of going into certain areas, amen, because you may not come out the same way you went in. Amen. We were afraid to visit certain areas. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there is a reason to fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have to guard ourselves against fear. Now, the other thing is you don't want fear to control your life. You don't want to get to the place where you can't do anything, amen, because you are afraid. You have to overcome fear, all right? And so the message today, and I'm going to try to keep it short as I can, amen, is moving from fear into the faith arena. In other words, if you stay in fear, amen, chances are you're not going to do anything. If these young ladies, amen, praise the Lord, and I want to recognize the other two, that received the awards on last evening, amen, and that's LaKanya Taylor, amen, praise the Lord, and Ms. Hunter, praise the Lord, and dress, will y'all stand, please, amen, praise the Lord, and amen. Now, if they were afraid, amen, to go to school, chances are they wouldn't have gone. Yes. Some children say, I had a hard enough time getting through high school. I'm not going to try to go to college. Amen. Praise the Lord. They told me that math is twice as hard in college as it is in high school, so I don't want to go. Huh? And the fear. Sometimes, amen, there is a fear of the unknown. Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, amen, to overcome the fear, you have to get involved. And sometimes you find out, amen, that all it was fear. Because once you got involved in it, amen, it was as hard as folks had told you it was. Amen. And so always, somebody say always, always guard yourself against fear. Guard yourself against fear. Some folks try to cover up. Said, hey, it's got nothing. Some folks, you lying, you scared of something. Yes, sir. Yeah, you scared of something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just be honest with yourself. Amen. I'm scared, but I don't want. Praise the Lord. Just be honest. Yeah, but I don't want. Praise the Lord. Just be honest with yourself. Don't come this